I want to talk to you about y'all had your city council meeting earlier this week.
City's office is closed on Thanksgiving, which is the fourth Thursday, which is our normal meeting day.
Is there a special name for the holiday when Thanksgiving and Hanukkah start on the same day?
I've seen a variety of things, but I don't think it happens that often that we have a traditional name. I've seen Thanks Hanukkah.
I've seen Thanksgivica.
Yeah, I've seen that too. Yeah.
Any of those things, and that's it. I want to talk to you for a minute because some of the discussions of the things that we did a little news story on this, having to do with uses of the hotel motel money, hot money is what you hear the news stories are. And, of course, what this is this is a tax that's collected for people who stay in the hotels in Bryan College Station. And I know that there was some discussion about – and what hot money is used for, so folks understand, is it's to put heads in beds. But I know that Councilman Benham, at least, had a suggestion as to possibly could money be used out of the hot fund for operation and maintenance of those things that do bring people here. I find that to be an interesting concept. I'd like to get your thoughts as one member of council.
Scott Joslov, who's president of the Lodging and Hotel Association for the state, and he's an attorney, and he's written all the hot tax laws. So he came to present at city council a workshop to talk about what the use of hot funds could be used for. And it's primarily heads and beds is one part of it, but it's to promote tourism and the hotel industry. And so there's a two-part test. One, it has to promote tourism and or the hotel industry, and then it has to meet a variety of other tests. Mm-hmm. So it's a two-part test.
Okay.
One is a convention center. We're not going there.
Right.
Or registration of for people at conventions. We're not going there. And then there's advertising and promotion of the arts, historical preservation and restoration, sporting-related events, or substantial hotel occupancy.
So things that would make people come here and stay here.
Right.
Kind of thing.
Sporting-related facilities for improvement of those facilities.
Right.
And then shuttles of tourists between hotels and city attractions. You know, if you have a shuttle that would go from, say, the Hilton to downtown Bryan.
Okay. We'll visit that in just a second then.
Tourism-related signage like wayfinding.
Okay, and we've seen the signage because that part's taking place. So as one member of council, how do you feel about the idea of, that would be two things then, what Councilman Benham has suggested, operation and maintenance of said facilities that might be used. And then I know another thing that has some interest on council is that there would be transportation from hotels to commercial areas or areas of interest. How do you feel about that?
In terms of operating and maintenance, if it's to use to promote tourism, I'm fine with that. A lot of the hotels have shuttle services and, you know, will take people to whether, you know, we can get Brazos Transit involved, that's mm-hmm. another thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we're going to look at this seriously and give a full discussion of this item at our strategic planning retreat in January.
Okay, and that's the other thing. So when is that? Yeah, that's coming up in January. So that's something that you're looking at. What else if we look at, if we kind of take a peek at the agenda for the get-together, what are you going to do?
Oh, we'll probably look at needs of the city and, you know, for upcoming 15 budget. We usually get we've got the first quarter behind us and we can look at trends and see how we want to use that money.
Now, you got a new city manager. He's going to be there?
Yes.
What part do you see him playing in this first get-together?
I see him playing a significant role.
Do you have a facilitator, a separate and apart? Do you have somebody come in and facilitate these meetings? Or?
We've done it in-house before. Bob Cowell has run them.
He's not going to be here.
No, he's not.
You have to be somebody else if you decide to do that.
Right.
If you decide to have a facilitator. I want to go over and talk about now for a minute, switch over to a little real estate deal. And that was people may be remembering the Deluxe Burger Bar over in Northgate, right? And that you had a little bit of a move that council took. I think somebody came forward and was looking at buying that piece of property.
The Deluxe Burger Bar Incorporated is also does business as Cafe Excel.
Okay, all right.
So the property that Cafe Excel is on, that whole square block, is owned by the city. And when I became mayor, I said we don't need to be in the land management business and we don't need to be in the property management business. So let's try and sell these things and make them income-producing properties. So we have entered into a contract with Asset Plus and to purchase that property.
Is there a projected date on when that deal will close?
Fairly soon.
Okay. All right. As we're talking about land deals, since the city doesn't want to be in the land deal, where are we as far as Chimney Hill is concerned?
I think we're getting real close to getting a contract on that.
Within a quarter, would you say?
Yes, I think so. Possibly even before the end of the year.
Oh, really? Now, and again, now that's a pile of money that, again, is going to go into the aforementioned
hot tax,
right?
Yes.
So there's a great deal of money there. Now, not to necessarily get into the minutiae of hot tax, if you can speak to that, then it would be great. Are there situations where you can do a one-time expenditure on something out of hot tax, or does it have to be an ongoing deal? Because, again, because you're going to have a lot of money in there after you get the money from Chimney Hill, in addition to a fund that continues to grow. Is there a possibility for one-time expenditure out of that?
Could be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I guess, is there a gatekeeper to the rules necessarily? If you decide that doing X is something that can be funded through the hot tax, is there anything that stops that from happening, or does there have to be a complaint involved before they fund it again? Let's say that it was to put pink tricycles on every corner, for instance, and you decide to do that. Who decides whether or not that's within the definition of how hot tax can be funded?
Well, if those pink bicycles are being used by tourists to get to
an event
where they can spend money. Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't think we'll go there.
Okay. Dang! I thought we had a story here.
Okay. No, yeah. I don't think so.
Okay, that's fine. All right. So what else you got on your radar screen for now?
Well, we've got...
Is Christmas on the Creek starting yet?
That's going to be December 6th and 7th.
Okay.
And to get all the information, it's going to be hay rides and all that good stuff, and pictures with Santa.
Mm-hmm.
Go to our website, cstx.gov/Christmas. And then on November 28th, the holiday lights are turned on in Central Park, and they'll stay on through January 1st.
Okay.
And our offices are closed tomorrow and Friday.
Except for the trash guys. The trash guys got to be out there.
They're not working tomorrow. They're working on Friday.
Okay.
And so if your pickup date is Thursday, they'll come Friday. If your pickup date is Friday, they'll come Saturday.
So someone are going to have to work on Saturday. Okay.
Yeah.
I understand that. Well, okay. I appreciate you coming in. Have yourself a great holiday.
No Jethro trivia?
I don't have it. Actually, what happened is we got to the point we were talking so long with the lady who ran the limousine place and all that. Yeah. So we'll save Jethro trivia.
Okay.
All right. Next time you're here. Right?
Got it.
All right, thanks.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too. Nancy Berry here, the mayor from College Station.